Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. It has now been well known in public domain that there have been serious cases of misconduct and mismanagement in ICICI Bank. The public came to know of it since February 2018, and thereafter, on a number of occasions, the whistleblower has not given up. We have been coming to know of more and more instances of utter mismanagement, very serious charges against the top brass of ICICI Bank. And in this was included the top management of the bank, which starts from its CEO, Ms. Chanda Kochar, its board of directors, and also its auditors, who for some strange reason did not choose to report on these instances of corporate mismanagement and violation of the code of corporate governance by ICICI Bank on various occasions. The charges are serious, and so serious agencies have got involved in investigating the state of affairs of ICICI Bank, which includes CBI, Enforcement Directorate, Income Tax Department, Reserve Bank of India, SEBI, and perhaps SFIO also. The charges being investigated against the bank include not just charges of violation of code of corporate conduct and charges of violation of the listing agreement in terms of disclosures, but also far more serious charges in terms of deliberate non-disclosure of accounting information, and also charges of corruption. Corruption in terms of quid pro quo in the loans given by ICICI Bank to companies like Videocon and SR, which later have defaulted. At the center of the present investigation is the Justice B.N. Shri Krishna inquiry. Justice Shri Krishna is inquiring an entire gamut of charges related to the mismanagement of ICICI Bank, which include charges of deliberate non-disclosure of conflict of interest for gains to be made by its CEO. If you actually look at it further, from a banking perspective, the investigation is going on seriously by Reserve Bank of India as well as by the Internal Audit Department of ICICI Bank. Both are investigating hundreds of instances of loans given by ICICI Bank which have turned bad, only to see whether there were deliberate systemic lapses in due diligence and grant of loans by the bank. While these investigations go on, SEBI has been pursuing charges against Chanda Kochar and ICICI Bank. SEBI has issued show cause notices about 2 months ago with charges of violation of the listing agreement and the code of conduct, including conflict of interest not being disclosed. The Kochars as well as ICICI Bank, they have been seeking adjournment to these notices issued by SEBI on multiple occasions. It is reported that so far, no reply, no response has gone from ICICI Bank as well as Chanda Kochar to the notices issued by ICICI Bank. And these show cause notices contain serious allegations. It is said that the next date of hearing is now the 24th of August. And it has only been a case of seeking more time, seeking adjournments so far. To us, the more time they seek, the more adjournments they ask, only indicates that there is a lot of substance in the charges and allegations made by SEBI against ICICI Bank as well as against Ms. Kochar. What we note is that even in the Income Tax Department proceedings against the Kochars, a similar stand of taking adjournments seems to be going on, which, as I said, only indicates that something is seriously wrong. What we now understand is there has been a different turn of events in terms of the response that should come from ICICI to the SEBI notices. Reports say that ICICI is seeking a settlement of the SEBI charges by way of a consent plea terms. It is said that the new chairman of ICICI Bank, Mr. Girish Chandra Chaturvedi, its CEO Sandeep Bakshi, have met the SEBI chairman, Mr. Ajay Tyagi, on a number of occasions, pleading and seeking for settlement of these charges by way of a consent plea. A consent plea settlement would mean that SEBI drops its full-fledged investigation, levies a fine or a penalty, and closes the case. It would also mean that these serious charges did not see the light of the day, and the guilty are not held guilty for the serious charges that have been levied against them. We think that that is like hushing up the matter. This is a serious case. This is a case involving India's second largest private bank. It is actually a public institution with lakhs of crores of public money by way of deposits and by way of shareholder money involved in it. And these instances of malpractices in ICICI Bank have eroded shareholder wealth. They have damaged public money, and the public needs to know what happened. The public needs to know whether the guilty actually got punished. And in the case of a consent plea, that would not happen. The case would be closed in a very light-handed manner. The case would not punish the guilty in the way they ought to be punished. And that would not do justice to ICICI Bank as well as its all its stakeholders in the bank, which start from the shareholders and probably end with its depositors. With this kind of public money at stake, a consent plea settlement of serious charges by SEBI in the case of ICICI Bank would, we think, not be appropriate. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.